Now, 3 decades ago, the average age that someone would live would be 76. Now, today, on average, people are living until they are 82. And by 2044, the average age that people will live to will be 90. Now, this means we can look forward to a long retirement, but for many, it may lead to a loss of identity, loneliness, and a lack of purpose. Kerry Bolton, who is the CEO of the Exit Strategy Group, joins me to discuss retirement exit plans. Welcome to the show, Kerry. Now, we all dream of the day that we don't have to work, but the reality is the newfound freedom can lead to a lack of purpose in life.
You're absolutely right, Glenn, and unfortunately there's been some fairly significant research that's gone into this. And if you walk out the door and don't give it some thought about what you're going to do with the rest of your life, then you can find yourself in a fairly sad situation, perhaps becoming depressed and not really just sitting around in a rocking chair, so to speak, you know, eking out the rest of your life. You really need to think about what you're going to do after you've finished working.
Okay, so what is a retirement exit plan?
A retirement exit plan is simply giving some real thought to what you are going to do with the rest of your life. If you are going to take some time off and have well, obviously, it depends on the amount of money that you have that you have to really give some consideration to. And it is really good if you you do give yourself a reward and some time, you know, to be able to enjoy your newfound freedom. And particularly if you happen to have been a business owner and you've worked for many years and you've managed to sell the business and you have some money, then, yeah, sure, take some time to decompress. So an exit plan around retirement is just going through a thoughtful process around what can you do for the next 10, 20, 30 years of your life, because that's effectively what we could really be facing. Average age of retirement still 65. Our lifespans could be well into the 80s and 90s. So there's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we work, what now, 30, 35 years, and then retirement is 30, 35 years. So
it's about half your life. And, you know, what happens often too, you'll find that, you're at work and perhaps, traditional family situation, you have a spouse that's at work and a spouse that's at home, or you're probably leaving, or if you're both working, you might be leaving your careers at different times. But then you have, you know, what I colloquially call the CEO at work, but then you've also got the CEO of the house.
Oh, yes. And
so you then have a somewhat of a conflict when the CEO of the work, so to speak, comes home and wants to be CEO of the house. So, that's unfortunately statistically ripe for what's been termed the grey divorce. So really making sure that you get onto a common sheet of music, and so that, you know, your wife or your partner says, well, you know what, we got together for better or for worse, but not for lunch. So let's find something else that we've got to do. We're going to make our lives compatible.
Yeah, yeah. My grandparents were so good at that. My granddad was part of a men's lodge. My grandmother was part of some other organisation, and they spent time together going on holidays, but then time apart as well during the days, and that was important for them.
It's extremely important. And in fact, funny thing that we should be talking about this now, because I happened to just, in the street this morning, run into a lovely couple who were very successful in selling their business a couple of years ago, and they're only in their late 40s, and they have had to rethink their entire lives because the children are off at boarding school and they now have each other. And the really nice thing that they were talking about is that they've actually been able to sit down, take some time, and work out how to be with each other again, which is exactly the same way whether you're in your late 40s or whether you're in your 60s.
Now, what age should someone start working out their exit plan? I mean, you don't want to do it the day before you retire.
You know, the more time you can give yourself, the better off you are. So if you can start thinking about it realistically, even if you've got you might be sort of 50 plus, then start to give it some thought, particularly from, you know, not only the soft skills, so to speak, but also financially. Obviously, that's thrown at us a lot, you know, from a financial perspective. But it really means if you can start thinking about that and putting in place some ideas as to what you might do, what your timing could be with certain goals or on your bucket list, you know, that we've heard spoken of, that you want to do at what period of time and start planning for it. So, yeah, there's no too soon and there's never too late either. You know, the sooner the better,
Well, there we go. Some great advice from Kerry here. Now, Kerry, for more information, do you have a website people can go to?
Certainly do. It's theexitstrategygroup.com.au.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Kerry.
It's my absolute pleasure.